Daniel.
Hey, Abe, how you doing today, brother?
Same old shit, different day, brother. How you doing?
Right, same here, man. Super busy day. I feel like I've been on the phones all day today.
Tell me about it.
It's good, man. It's good, though. So,
Did you have a chat with Bonnie?
I did not. Let me look at, I not since I talked to her. What was it? It was yesterday, right? Let's see
Yeah,
here.
you were
Yeah.
supposed to meet with her after we talked, and I sent you those couple of
Oh yeah.
documents.
We had our weekly meeting on GG. I mentioned it to her. She already submitted everything for the GG AV. It's just in processing right now, is what she said was gonna happen. So it doesn't like get like automatically approved. We have to send it, they approve it. Usually takes a couple days or so, you know.
Okay.
I remember what you're talking
Okay.
about now. Yeah.
Is
100%.
that I know you talk is that what was pending to be approved?
Yeah, yes sir. It was the trademark name, if I'm not mistaken. So you sent me those three documents, and I believe that last one was perfect because it had both names on it. But Bonnie, just to be safe, she submitted all three.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Um,
And then G adds too, right? I know I'm looking at the, it's at the top of the notes right here. So Lily talked to you about the CID we created, right?
correct.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Yeah,
What
so all your stuff's just in
what are you
processing, you know?
what are you reading from those notes? Because Lydia was confused yesterday. She called me and she was saying, "Are you submitting anything as an appeal?" I said, "No, I'm not submitting nothing as an appeal." And she's like, "Because we doing the appeal on your behalf." I said, "Yeah, I know. I'm not doing anything. It's you guys doing everything."
Right.
She said, "Okay, let me get a clarification and I'll call you back." I said, "Fine. Yeah, call me back." She called me back this morning and she was saying that yeah, everything is working as planned, and she was confused about two CIDs. I said, "No, I only have one with you guys. I have my own, but I haven't did any appeals for it because I'm working on you guys are working on a new one for me.
Yeah, so
There's
her
one."
note says she let you know that the CID, whatever 232-820-8801, you know, whatever the CID number, that it wasn't denied. We're waiting for Google's reply currently, which really just means it's in processing, you know. So I didn't know all that went down. She did put a note in here that she was messaging with Kelly though, who like is in our Google Ad department, you know. So Kelly's probably the one that told her it didn't get denied, and she just relayed the info to you, is what I can see,
Yeah.
you know. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's not a big deal. I was gonna talk to you about social media. Should
Okay.
what do you guys do as far as social media?
We do retargeted ads on Meta. So the way those work is, and the approval process is like way easier than any of this other stuff. Like, really, your ads
Okay.
could get launched like ASAP, you know? But the way those work is, like, if somebody types in garage door repair near me, anywhere online, not just Google, when they go to Facebook or Instagram, what'll happen is you'll have an ad retarget on their feed, and we put a like a click now to call action on there as well. Okay, now there is like a lead form they can fill out as well. So sometimes they come through to you as a lead, sometimes they call you. But those retargeted ads, you could get those going way faster for sure. Our timeline is 7 to 14 days on those, but it's usually way faster than that even.
Okay, I mean, I see these guys getting really creative with them, like graphics and all that stuff. Do you guys do any of this?
Yeah, so here, I'll shoot you a text right now of one of our current clients' Facebook ads. He approved for us to, like, send it to you. So it's kind of our example one. Give me one second. I'm going to shoot it to your cell phone right now. Here it comes.
Okay.
That's just an example ad. Like, we could customize it. Obviously, we'll use your photos. You'll have multiple retargeted ads running to you. The main thing is that click the call now action too, you know.
What kind of company is this?
That's a HVAC.
Oh,
HVAC company.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What is the cost to run ads in Meta?
Our minimum requirement is $100 towards those ads. Usually you blow through that quick though. So the average cost per click on Meta advertising will be anywhere between like 50 cents to $5 per click, depending off of the keyword we're retargeting, how many people are bidding in the area, et cetera. So $100 is our minimum allocation, though, that you would have to put towards it.
Okay. And is there any type of, like, my ads is not going to show up in Ohio?
Oh, yeah. So I hear a lot of clients that try it on their own, that happens to them. Like, they'll get calls out of state.
Uh-huh.
They gotta be setting it up wrong or something. We make sure that we geo-target like the area that, you're servicing. So for you, you know, Orange County or that coastline or whatnot, right? But basically, they have to be in that area for your ad to show up.
Okay. And how long does it take to optimize?
7 to 14 days is what you get in writing. What I usually see though is they're up and going in like 5 to 6 days. You know, the 7 to 14 is just to like cover our butts, basically. You know.
I see. How much is going to be the service? $100.
$100, yes, sir. We have a 25% management fee, so out of the $100, $75 goes towards the actual ads.
Okay. And you guys manage it on your own platform and you use your own ad account?
No, so for this, right, the Facebook page, do you already have a business Facebook? Let me check real quick.
Yes.
Perfect. So all we would do is walk you through adding us on as manager to it. So you still own it. We're just added on as manager. We would run the ads from your business Facebook page. So it's not like Google Ads where we have to create a whole new CID. It's not even called a CID on Facebook. We would run your ads through your business page.
Okay. And how can I target, like, let's say, doors on Facebook? What I mean is that a good platform, like door installs?
Yeah, garage door installs, right? That would be, so yeah. If you only want installations, then they'll gear your retargeting towards that. So garage door installation, right? Garage doors near me, garage door even, like, they'll have multiple, like, retargeted keywords for you that when those are typed in, doesn't matter if it's Google, Bing, Yahoo, like, if they do it from their phone or desktop, when they go to Facebook, Facebook collects that info. So when they go on their Facebook page and on their feed, your ad's going to show up as long as they're in your targeted area. And you'll be able to see too, like you have a client dashboard through us now for your tracking system. You'll have a section on there that says Facebook. I want to see if it says Facebook ads or give me a second. Let me pull it up real fast. Yeah, Facebook ads is what it's listed under. So that's going to show you, like, the amount that you spent, right? How many impressions you're getting, how many clicks. It's a lot like Google Analytics, but it has more information because Meta has more, like, metrics to go off of. So it'll say, like, male, female, the age range even, all that stuff too, you know?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Do you recommend running that now, or should we run it after, like, in the beginning of the month?
I recommend, you know, you can run it at any point in time. Like, we can upgrade it. Now, you have 3 weeks left, or you're 3 weeks in with us, so your next billing's October 4th. So what I would recommend, instead of your billing being on the 4th again, like, let's say you're like, hey, let's start the ad campaign. We'd probably want to push for the ads, your next billing to be November 4th, depending on how much you're putting into that, you know? But I recommend get it started as soon as possible. That way you get some traction while we're doing all this Google ad stuff and Google guaranteed stuff too. Because obviously your industry, it takes a little while for those AV processes, you know?
Okay. So you recommend to start it on October 4th?
Yeah, we could do that, you know? Or you start it now and we make sure you're not billed again for it until September 4th. Or not September 4th, I'm sorry, November 4th. But it's completely up to you. It's whatever you want.
I mean, yeah, if you want to start it now and my bill is you know, I won't be charged for September.
Yeah, because there's – so the setup, it's usually up in 5 to 6 days, right? Like I said, what you get in writing is 7 mm-hmm. to 14. So I don't want you to get billed mm-hmm. again on the 4th when your ads haven't even launched, you know, is what I'm saying. So we would put it for November 4th, basically. How much of an ad budget do you want to run, though? Do you want to start with the minimum and then increase it, or do you want to put?
I would say yeah. And you start with the minimum and then increase it. Yeah.
Okay. So, give me one sec. Okay. So you want to add Facebook ads though now? Just to clarify.
Can you look at a couple for me and see if you can be like these guys post like 2 posts a day. Mm-hmm. How often do you think we can post?
Okay, post. Okay, so I'm glad you said that. When you post on your Facebook page, the only people that can see those posts are the people following you or if it's shared. So we're not doing posts on the Facebook page. We're doing retargeted ads, meaning they don't have to be following you in order to see your ad. All they have to have done is typed in garage door installation or any of those phrases, right, anywhere online. And then when they go to Facebook, your ad would show up. And we link the Instagram to it as well, you know. But we're not posting on your Facebook page. So just to clarify, this isn't like social media management. Right? We're doing retargeted ads to ultimately try to generate you leads for Meta. So it's not Facebook management, though.
Got it. Let me put on the hold just 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Sorry, Danny. Sorry about that, man.
Yeah, you're good. I found your Facebook page too. Like right now, you have one follower on it. So posts really wouldn't even do you good. Like, you need those those retargeted ads, you know, because only that one follower is going to see your posts.
Okay. So how effective do you think that the retargeted ads would be?
That's a great question. So some of my clients, they're like, man, I'm hitting. Like, they're getting good traction off of Meta. Some of them don't get much traction, you know? So it's kind of, you know, I'm from Orange County too, like, you know, I'm from Huntington Beach or whatnot. So I know our community or our area, there's a lot of people that use social media. So it's not like you're in, you know, the backwoods of Mississippi where nobody goes on, you know? So it's hard to tell you though, like, for sure you're going to hit on it. But I definitely think it's worth it, the amount of times I've heard people say they do, you know?
Okay. So so who does the photos? Who does the bundles? Let's say I tell you, hey, a door and an opener combo installed for, let's say I run a promo for like $1,000. That's like half off. Usually that's like $2,200. So who does this?
We do it for you. So what would happen if you're asking the like specific person, that department's ran by Kyle and Lydia. Kyle I see a lot on my accounts, you know, so more than likely it'd be him that's doing it. But basically we create those posts for you. Now you're gonna have access to your retargeted ads we're doing, so you're gonna be able to see on your dashboard through us, right? When you go to Facebook ads, it'll show you the ads that we're running, and you're able to make any modifications to it too if you want, or obviously you can, you know, email, call, or text.
Hey, look up on Facebook. Look up Besser Garage Doors.
Besser Garage Doors? Okay.
Yeah, Besser Garage Doors, the out of Santa Ana.
Besser Bros? Does that sound right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see him. Introducing Daniel, our new field sales manager. I like his name, Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, you see how they run like, they push that MyQ opener, the LiftMaster MyQ, the one that comes with the, you know, they have nice graphics, nice.
Yeah, they got videos on here. I see these are posts though. It's only showing me the posts, really. You know, like it's not showing me their retargeted ads, because those wouldn't be on their on like their profile. Those are retarget on their ads. But yeah, you know, the thing with them, I mean, they should be posting more. I mean, they have 313 followers, you know. But really, even like when they post, it's only going to the people that they know already. So retargeted ads helps you get out to people that don't know you yet, which is the important thing, you know?
Can we do, my question, Daniel, can we do the same quality photos that these guys are doing? I can't. I need help. Somebody, you know, helping me with this.
Okay, the photos we use are the photos you send us, right? So, I'm not quite like, these photos that they have are photos that they've taken, right? And then basically, it looks like they add their logo to the bottom. If you're asking if we could add the logo or something, absolutely. But the pictures we use are the pictures that you send us, you know? So, am I understanding your question correct, or?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You know what? Let's go ahead and get it started. Do you guys do anything with the Nextdoor app?
No, we don't. We don't. I have a lot of clients that have used it before, but we do not. We don't run Nextdoor for anybody. We don't do like the management on it.
Okay.
I've heard mixed things on it. Are you using that now or?
No, I'm not. But they send me requests and stuff
Right.
Okay.
Right. We're Google guarantee, Google ads, local SEO, which you're on all those, right? Facebook, like Meta advertising, and then Yelp's the newest thing we added. So we're not doing any other like departments right now or any other services.
Okay, let's edit and have it have your team started next month.
I'm gonna message Kyle too. I'm gonna get him rolling on it like ASAP. Okay, so give me one second. Let me just attach this. All right, and we're gonna start at the minimum, right? You said the $100.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, the minimum. We'll see. If we run out of ad or whatever, ad money, mm-hmm. we can always add it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So give me one sec. And again, Meta, it's not, I promise you, it's not like Google Ads and Google Guaranteed with the AVs and all that. It's like mm-hmm. super easy to run ads. So they should be able to get them rolling like ASAP, you know? Or not should be, they will be, you know?
Sure, all right, sure.
So let me attach. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well,
how are we showing on the maps now for GMB?
Give me one second. Let me just finish attaching Facebook, right? And then I'll jump over to your placements. I know somebody just called you on it too, right?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Give me one second then. Let me just finish adding this. Monthly, and then hold on, I want to make sure the next billing is November 4th. There it is.
Hang on one second, Danny. Hang on.
Yeah, take your time, brother. Facebook department. Page, there it is.
Yeah, sorry about that, Daniel.
Oh, you're good. Facebook ads. Cool. Let me attach the Facebook page. Okay. And then I'll message Kyle directly too in just one second. So you asked about placement on Google Business Profile. Mm-hmm. Let me check. You didn't speak to Maria on, it should have been today, at like 9 a.m.?
I spoke to somebody. Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. Okay.
I spoke to her, but I very briefly.
Okay.
I forgot to tell her where we were ranking on the maps.
Oh,
she
okay.
She just told me that in order to rank higher, I need photos and I need reviews. That was in a lump sum conversation.
Right. To summarize it.
Yeah.
We do that with every client on their first month, especially. We call it a first touch over here. So basically she called you to kind of just let you know where you're at, right, and best way to maximize results, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She has in the notes here keywords on first page, garage door service, garage door installation, home garage door services, garage door cable repair. Let me search those myself, though, in one quick second here.
Yes, and I told her, search it. She goes, oh, I'm not from the area, so it's not going to come out.
Oh, really? Okay. Okay. I'll talk to Caesar on that side about that. You know, one sec. So when COVID happened, we started hiring remotely, you know? So
yeah,
we have some agents, yeah, that work out of the area. But
I have sales guys I never see in my life. I only see them once or twice a year.
Right. She should be going off of like the analytics though, so it should all be correct. And we do make it where they're able to search like from the area they're searching. So I'll just make sure Caesar knows that. But I did a search, so garage door service in Fountain Valley. If you want to search it yourself too, I show when you go into more businesses, right now you are number 7. So you're right below Luxor Garage Door Service and right above Huntington Beach Garage Door.
That's on the organic, on the maps?
In the map section, yeah. So when you do the search, right, and obviously the goal is to get you higher, but when you go to places, so you scroll down, places, right, then you're going to click on more places, okay, and then you're in the number 7 spot right now on that map section.
What if we do, like, garage door repair near me? What is that?
No, so the keywords right now that you're ranking for that's in here is garage door service, garage door installation, home garage door services, garage door cable repair. So the one you just mentioned, you're not ranking yet, you know?
Mm-hmm. So garage door repair, where am I ranking? Number 7?
Garage door repair, you're not ranking on Google. On the first page of Google yet.
Oh, okay. How about garage door install?
Garage door installation, it says you are. Let me do the search, though, and I'll tell you exactly where you are. Mm-hmm. Second. One, two, three, four, five. I'll show you a 6. For garage door installation, when you click on more places.
So I can be checking on my own. What do I do?
Yeah.
I just go to the Google search bar.
Yeah, just go to the Google search bar, garage door installation, and then click on more places. I put in Fountain Valley because I'm in Huntington Beach right now, you know.
Mm.
But you should just be able to put garage door installation.
More places. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And again, the 4 and you just started, like, obviously it's going to get even better, but the 4 you're ranking for right now are garage door service, garage door installation, home garage door services, and then garage door cable repair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Okay, I can text that to you if you want. That way you don't forget them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, here, let me just shoot. I'm just going to copy her message, and I'm going to text it to you right now.
So, Daniel, what's the next keyword that we're going to be working on?
Give me a second. Let me go into your dashboard, and let me check the keywords you're being targeted for. Sec. All right. So in your dashboard, you'll see the full list, right? But they have on there garage door service, garage doors, garage door installation, garage door repair, garage door replacement, garage door remotes, garage door openers, garage door operators, home garage door services, already ranking for that one, garage door spring repair, garage door cable repair, broken spring, garage door opener installation, 24-hour emergency garage door repair, 24-hour garage door service.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the broken spring one kind of threw me off. It was like, they must have seen that in analytics as a common search.
No, that's a really important one. That's really, really important.
Is it really? Broken spring?
Yeah.
Okay. You know the industry the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just kind of threw me off, you know? Like,
That's, hopefully I can see that on the first page in the first 30 days. Hopefully.
Yeah, those are the full list, though, that we're targeting you for, you know, and some you're already ranking, but obviously it's going to get better. Now, in that, to kind of summarize what she went over earlier, the way you can help is reviews, and then also the photos are important, too. But did they already send you the URL for the reviews? Let me check real quick.
They did.
Okay. Awesome. So yeah, you can use that, you know, just previous clients, current clients, friends, family member, like it don't matter. You just need it, just start getting more reviews on there, and that's what you could do on your end. We're already doing all the programming stuff, you know.
There's a review that your team is working on. It's a lost review from last name Cook. Any status with that?
Let me check real quick.
Her name is Michelle Cook.
Make this screen big. I have like multiple of computer screens, you know? So, I was like, let me just make this one window. Hold on. I saw something
Nicole Cook.
Yeah. I'm trying to pull it up. You know what? Let me just do control find. Okay. Nicole Cook, please look into recovery in the email from. So I see the contact from James, right? This one he did two attempts on too. So I'll send him a message, right, to see like if there's any progress on it, but he didn't put any update, which usually means they didn't get back to us on it, you know? And
okay.
He posted that on the 24th, so 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I guess that was the second attempt on the Nicole Cook review?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not sure why the first attempt it didn't go through, but
it's AIBS for you.
Yeah. No, for sure. It happens. I feel like it happens more now than it used to, you know? Like where reviews don't actually post, which is crazy, but I get it. It is what it is. But I'll send him a message. I'm going to message Kyle to you directly about the meta ads, like getting those rolling like ASAP, and then also I'll message James too on the Nicole Cook review, see if he has any feedback.
I appreciate you very much, man. I appreciate you.
Likewise. I appreciate your patience too. I really feel like these Facebook ads, right? It'll at least get the ball rolling on something for you, while everything else is like in those AV processes. Yeah.
Every little bit adds up, you know, the Google ads, Google. Whatever, everything adds up. But hopefully, you know, if you know, Danny, the organic maps or the GMB that works a lot. People trust you using that more than that.
Big time. Yeah, I use it all the time, even outside of work. Like, because I coach football, like I told you. Like, I help out with like some youth teams every now and then. So I'll travel to like Florida and things like. Man, I'm always using Google.
Yeah, absolutely.
The map section is my favorite spot for sure.
You remind me. Is there another platform other than Google that you think people are starting to? So we could jump on it like ahead of time. Like, is Bing gonna blow up or Google is just dominating everything?
We submit. We're already Google. To answer your question, Google's dominating everything, right? But we submit you to Bing too. So we're going to work on Bing rankings. Like that's part of what you've already paid for. But the percentages are just like, it's crazy. It's like 90% are on Google. I believe it's like 6% on Bing. And then you got like Yahoo and things like that, you know? So Google is it's the monopoly right now for sure.
Okay. As far as directory, so we're doing Google, Yahoo, Bing. And what else?
Apple. You have the address showing, right? Let me double check. Oh no, we have your address hidden. Okay. So when you hide the address, we can't submit you to Apple. So that's one of Apple's weird things. Like, you have to show the address, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're being submitted to Google, to Bing, Yahoo, and Meta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we
do Yelp too at request, right? Like, that's the newest one. I know they linked your Yelp, but again, we're not really optimizing the Yelp page, right? We have those Yelp leads too. We're kind of experimenting with. That's like our newest platform, which I know you talked to Amy about too, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. And we'll talk. Hopefully I'll hear from James.
Yeah. I'm going to shoot those messages to those guys right now, James and Kyle, for sure.
So much. I appreciate it.
Likewise. All right, brother. Yeah. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.